Welcome to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring the random prompts of Daniel Rosehill as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters. Join us for deep dives into AI, technology, and whatever other random thing Daniel finds fascinating today. Subscribe on Spotify or your favorite podcatcher. Now, today's episode.
So there's a couple of very established use cases for fine-tuning a speech-to-text model in ASR. One of those is domain vocab. And the other one is underrepresented languages, which is some work being done by Meta at the moment in that respect, an omnilingual ASR. The use that is most interesting to me is actually just fine-tuning the model to give it some exposure to your voice. Big ASR models are trained on very wide-ranging corpus of audio information, and I would have assumed that there is significant value in fine-tuning a model on a few hours of your voice if you're really committed to getting the lowest word error rate and maximizing the accuracy of your ASR model. This is something I've been trying to do on Whisper. Is this a popular reason for fine-tuning, and is there anything specific that one should know about the process of collecting and generating a data set for this specific objective in fine-tuning?
Welcome back to AI Conversations, everyone. Today, we're diving into something that really struck a chord with me, how AI can get incredibly personal, specifically when it comes to understanding our voices. I mean, we all use speech-to-text, right? But what if it could understand your voice with all its quirks and nuances almost perfectly?
You know, Korn, it's funny you bring that up, because while general speech-to-text models have become incredibly good, what most people don't realize is the immense leap in accuracy you can achieve when you move beyond a generic understanding. We're talking about taking an AI that can hear everyone, and teaching it to hear you, or a very specific group, with almost surgical precision. That's the power of fine-tuning.
Okay, so that's exactly what we're exploring today. Fine-tuning automatic speech recognition, or ASR, models. We're talking about a process that takes these already impressive AI systems and owns them for very specific tasks, making them dramatically better in niche scenarios. Herman, for anyone new to this, can you briefly explain what ASR is and then what fine-tuning means in this context?
Absolutely. At its core, ASR is the technology that converts spoken language into text. Think Siri, Alexa, or the transcription service on your phone. It's built on complex neural networks trained on massive datasets of audio and corresponding transcripts. Now, fine-tuning is like taking a highly skilled generalist and training them to become a specialist. Instead of building a model from scratch, which is incredibly resource-intensive, you take a pre-trained ASR model, one that already has a broad understanding of human speech, and then you expose it to a smaller, very specific dataset. This allows it to adapt and optimize its performance for that particular domain, language, or even, as you hinted, a single individual's voice.
So, it's like teaching a seasoned musician to master a new instrument, rather than starting a novice from scratch. They already know music theory, rhythm, scales, they just need to adapt that knowledge.
That's a great analogy, Korn. The foundational knowledge is there, but fine-tuning refines the model's ear for specific patterns it previously only encountered broadly, and the impact can be profound, often leading to significant reductions in word error rate. That's the metric we use to measure transcription accuracy.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, the prompt for this episode actually touched on a few established use cases for fine-tuning. One of them was domain vocabulary. Herman, can you elaborate on that? What kind of domains are we talking about, and why do general ASR models struggle with them?
Certainly. Domain vocabulary refers to the specialized jargon, acronyms, or proper nouns unique to a particular field. Think about medical terminology, legal discourse, or specific product names in a tech company. A general ASR model trained on everyday conversations and widely available text might stumble when encountering these highly specific terms. For example, in a medical setting, transcribing a doctor's notes, terms like ischemic cardiomyopathy or phenylephrine could be misinterpreted or completely missed. The model simply hasn't seen enough examples of these words in its initial training to recognize them reliably.
So, if I'm a surgeon dictating during an operation, the off-the-shelf ASR might give me ischemic cardiomyopathy instead of the correct medical term. That could be a pretty critical error.
Precisely. and in a legal context, confusing plaintiff with patent could have significant implications. By fine-tuning the model on a dataset composed of medical lectures, transcribed patient records, or legal proceedings, you teach it to prioritize and correctly identify this specialized vocabulary. This dramatically reduces what we call out-of-vocabulary errors, where the model encounters a word it simply doesn't know. We've seen fine-tuning reduce WER in these specific domains by anywhere from 15% to 30%, which is a massive improvement when accuracy is paramount.
That's fascinating. And how would one go about collecting the data needed for fine-tuning a model for, say, a specific legal domain?
It involves curating audio recordings from that specific field. Court proceedings, depositions, legal podcasts, academic lectures on law, and then meticulously transcribing them. The quality of these transcriptions is paramount, as they serve as the ground truth for the model to learn from. Many organizations will employ legal transcriptionists to create these highly accurate datasets, ensuring consistency and correctness across the specialized vocabulary.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Moving on from domain-specific language, the prompt also mentioned underrepresented languages. This sounds like a really important area for inclusivity.
It absolutely is, Korn. This is a critical area where fine-tuning extends beyond just accuracy and into accessibility and cultural preservation. Large, general ASR models are typically trained on languages with abundant digital resources, such as English, Mandarin, Spanish, or German. This means that many languages, particularly indigenous languages, regional dialects, or even less common official languages, suffer from significantly poorer ASR performance due to a scarcity of training data.
So, if you speak, say, a lesser-known dialect of Arabic, or a language like Hawaiian, the standard speech-to-text might struggle to understand you at all?
Exactly. Or it might transcribe it with a very high word error rate, making the transcript essentially unusable. This creates a digital divide, where the benefits of voice technology are not equally available to all linguistic communities. The prompt specifically mentioned work being done by Meta in this respect, and they, along with many academic institutions and nonprofits, are making significant strides. They're developing universal language models and then using fine-tuning with smaller, carefully curated datasets to adapt these models to low-resource languages. The aim is to bridge this gap, ensuring that these languages aren't left behind in the digital age.
What's the real-world impact of that, beyond just getting a correct transcript?
The impact is huge. It enables voice interfaces for people who speak these languages, allowing them to access information, communicate, and interact with technology in their native tongue. It supports language revitalization efforts, helps document cultural heritage, and improves access to essential services like healthcare or education in local languages. Imagine someone in a rural community being able to use voice commands in their dialect to access agricultural information or medical advice. It's about empowering communities and preserving linguistic diversity in a rapidly digitizing world.
That's incredibly powerful. Okay, Herman, now for the one that the prompt giver specifically highlighted as most interesting to them. And I have to admit, it grabbed my attention too, fine-tuning an ASR model to give it exposure to your own voice. This sounds like the ultimate personalization. Is it really effective to do this?
It is, Korn, and it's where ASR moves from general utility to hyper-specialized precision. For individuals or small teams who need exceptionally accurate transcriptions of a specific voice, think podcasters, voice actors, content creators, legal professionals who dictate regularly, or even individuals with unique speech patterns, fine-tuning a model to your voice can yield astonishing results. The big ASR models, like OpenAI's Whisper, are fantastic generalists, trained on vast and diverse audio corpora. But even with all that data, they average across billions of different voices.
So, you're saying that while a model like Whisper is great at transcribing everyone's voice reasonably well, it might not be perfect for my specific voice, with my unique accent, cadence, and typical vocabulary.
Precisely. Your unique vocal fingerprint, your pitch, speaking rate, intonation patterns, even the way you pronounce certain phonemes, is something a general model can only approximate. By fine-tuning with a few hours of your voice, you teach that model to recognize those specific patterns as the norm for the voice it's now specializing in. It learns to anticipate your pauses, your stress patterns, even your common filler words, drastically reducing the word error rate for your speech. We're talking about improvements that can bring the WEIR down into the low single digits, often below 5%, which is critical for professional transcription.
Wow. That's a significant improvement. The prompt mentioned a few hours of your voice. How much data are we really talking about for this kind of personalization? And what does the process of collecting that data look like?
That's the million-dollar question for many. While large models require thousands of hours for personal voice fine-tuning, a surprisingly small amount of high-quality data can make a huge difference. Studies and practical applications suggest that between 2 to 10 hours of clean, diverse audio from the target speaker is often sufficient to achieve substantial gains. Some have even reported noticeable improvements with as little as 30 minutes, though more is generally better for robustness.
Okay, so a few hours. That's actually manageable for a dedicated user. But what kind of audio should they collect? Should I just record myself rambling for 2 hours?
Not just rambling, Korn. The key here is diversity and quality. For data collection, you want to record yourself speaking a wide variety of content. Don't just read a single script. Think about reading 1, 4 diverse text types, news articles, fiction, technical papers, poetry, even movie scripts. This exposes the model to a broad vocabulary and sentence structures. 1, 4, 2. 4, 2, varied speaking styles. Practice different tones, speeds, and perhaps even emotional expressions. If you're a podcaster, record samples of you interviewing, telling stories, and explaining concepts. 3. Slate different acoustic environments. While prioritizing clean audio, slight variations in recording environment can...
And the transcription of that audio must be absolutely perfect, I imagine. Garbage in, garbage out, right?
Absolutely critical. The accuracy of your manually created transcriptions for this fine-tuning data is paramount. Any errors in the ground truth transcripts will teach the model the wrong things. So, invest time in meticulous transcription and verification. Tools like Whisper can even help generate initial transcripts that you then manually correct, speeding up the process but maintaining accuracy. This is what you're referring to by collecting and generating a dataset, gathering the audio, and creating the precise text labels for it.
So, Herman, is this fine-tuning for your own voice a popular reason people are fine-tuning ASR models, or is it still a pretty niche application?
It's a niche within the broader ASR landscape, but it's gaining significant traction among specific professional groups where transcription accuracy directly impacts their work quality or workflow. We're seeing more tools and platforms emerging that simplify this process, making it more accessible to non-technical users. It's not for everyone, but for those who truly need that ultra-high accuracy for their unique voice, it's quickly becoming an indispensable technique. Think about how much time is saved by not having to manually correct hundreds of errors in a transcript. The ROI can be massive.
That makes perfect sense. So, for our listeners who might be intrigued by this and considering fine-tuning an ASR model for their specific needs, what are some practical takeaways? What should be their first step?
The first step is always to clearly define your objective. Are you dealing with specialized jargon, a less resourced language? Or are you aiming for ultra-high accuracy for a specific speaker's voice? Once that's clear, you need to assess your data strategy. Do you have access to a relevant, high-quality audio dataset? If not, how will you collect and meticulously transcribe it? This is often the most time-consuming part.
And what about the tools? Is this something only advanced AI developers can do, or are there more accessible options now?
Thankfully, it's becoming increasingly accessible. Open source models like Whisper, as we discussed, provide excellent starting points. There are open source libraries and frameworks like Hugging Face's Transformers that simplify the fine-tuning process, making it feasible for those with a moderate level of programming skill. Additionally, major cloud providers like Google Cloud, AWS, and Azure offer managed AI services that allow you to upload your data and fine-tune models without needing deep machine learning expertise. However, it's not yet a one-click solution for everyone, so a basic understanding of data preparation and model evaluation is definitely beneficial.
Any pitfalls to watch out for? What should people avoid when attempting to fine-tune?
A couple of big ones. Firstly, overfitting. If your fine-tuning dataset is too small or not diverse enough, the model might learn to perfectly transcribe only that specific data, and then perform poorly on any new, slightly different input. It's like a student who memorizes test answers, but doesn't understand the subject. Secondly, data quality is paramount. As we discussed, garbage in, garbage out applies emphatically here. Poor audio quality, noisy recordings, or inaccurate transcriptions in your fine-tuning data will actively degrade the model's performance, not improve it. Always aim for the cleanest audio and the most precise transcripts possible.
So, fine-tuning ASR isn't just a technical trick. It's about making AI truly work better for us in our incredibly diverse and specific contexts. It's about personalizing technology, expanding accessibility, and even preserving languages.
Exactly, Korn. It's the bridge between a broad, general AI capability and highly specialized, truly performant solutions. It unlocks true accuracy and inclusivity, allowing these powerful models to serve a much wider array of needs and nuances that were previously overlooked by general-purpose AI. It makes the AI less of a distant, monolithic entity and more of a finely tuned instrument for individual and community needs.
That's incredibly well put, Herman. It really opens up a whole new world of possibilities for how we interact with technology. Where do you see this heading in the next few years? More personalized voice assistants that truly understand Meg?
Definitely. We'll likely see more hyper-personalized voice experiences, not just for individual voices, but for specific contexts within our lives. Imagine an AI assistant that understands your children's unique speech patterns, or a smart home system that adapts to how different family members issue commands. For businesses, we'll see ASR models that are perfectly tuned to their internal jargon, product names, and customer demographics, leading to even more seamless and accurate interactions. The future is highly customized and incredibly precise.
Fascinating stuff, Herman. Thanks for breaking that down for us today. It's clear that fine-tuning is far more than just a minor tweak. It's a powerful tool for unlocking the true potential of ASR.
My pleasure, Korn. It's a field with so much potential, and it's exciting to see it evolve.
And that's all the time we have for AI Conversations today. Join us next time as we delve into the ethical implications of hyper-personalized AI models. Until then, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep those conversations going. Thanks for listening to another episode of My Weird Prompts, an AI-generated podcast featuring Daniel Rosehill's AI prompts, as answered by a revolving cast of friendly AI characters including me, Cornelius the Sloth. Subscribe on Spotify or visit myweirdprompts.com.